Speaking to a packed Paul VI audience hall Wednesday, Pope Benedict noted that it is not the first time in recent weeks that he has felt impelled to launch a public and global appeal for the people of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Continuano ad arrivare preoccupanti notizie sulla grave crisi umanitaria nell'est della Repubblica Democratica del Congo.
This weekend, the March 23rd rebel movement pulled its fighters out of the North Kivu provincial capital Goma in the east of the country after seizing it from fleeing UN-backed government forces and holding it for 11 days. Goma lies at the heart of Congo's eastern borderlands, which have suffered nearly two decades of conflict, stoked by long-standing ethnic and political tensions and fighting over the region's rich resources. Successive attacks by rebels, militias, and government soldiers have made the region notorious for mass killings, recruitment of child soldiers, and rape used as a weapon of war. Pope Benedict said that reports of the serious humanitarian conditions in the area continue to reach him. He noted a large part of the population lacks the primary means of subsistence, while thousands of residents have been forced to flee their homes to seek refuge elsewhere. The United Nations says at least 130,000 people have been displaced and are now in sites and camps in and around Goma. UN officials said a camp about 15 kilometers outside the city had been raided by unidentified gunmen late Friday. Several women were raped and food and supplies stolen. In addition, there are already an estimated 841,000 people who were previously displaced before this latest wave of insecurity.
E migliaia di abitanti sono stati costretti ad abbandonare le proprie case per cercare rifugio altrove.
The M23 rebel movement is composed of Tutsi former rebels that had been integrated into Congo's army under a previous peace deal, who mutinied in April. In a development likely to stoke diplomatic tensions, a group of experts tasked by the UN Security Council presented new evidence this weekend alleging that M23 received direct support from neighboring Rwanda and possibly even Uganda. Both nations have firmly denied these allegations.
Chiedo alla comunità internazionale.
Pope Benedict XVI concluded his appeal by renewing his call for dialogue and reconciliation, and he asked the international community to work to provide for the needs of the suffering population. I'm Emer McCarthy.